opening up Sefer Shmos. The curtain fell last week at the end of Sefer Bereishis, the passing of the Avos, the end of Yaakov, and the passing of the Shvatim. And the curtain rises on Sefer Shmos, Sefer Agolos Vagula. We're introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the key leader of Klal Yisrael over the other four Chumash. Shmos, Vayikra, Vamidbar, Dvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the story, the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, bringing Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, through the Makkas, through the Yamsuf, to Har Sinai, through the Midbar, all the way till we're looking over the river into Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah tells us a tremendous amount about those 41 years from when Moshe Rabbeinu comes back to Mitzrayim, right, and then everything with the negotiating with Paro and all the years in the Midbar. You know very little about the first 79, 80 years of his life. Lived to 120. We know almost nothing. The Chumash tells us, the Midrashim tells us a little more. Chumash tells us very, very little. We hear about him as a boy or young man. We hear that as a baby. And we hear about him as a boy or a young man. Comes out to see his brothers, the interactions with the Mitzri, he runs away. We don't hear anything for decades. Here's episode Roa, shepherding sheep. A friend of mine told me recently that he heard the name of Aaron Lopiansky. Because there's one little detail the Torah tells us, which is critical. Every detail the Torah tells us is critical. The one little detail that once you appreciate it, that's really what starts Moshe Rabbeinu directly on his road to leadership, on his road to Gadlus. Moshe Rabbeinu, when does he meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly for the first time? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're my man, Moshe Rabbeinu, I have a job for you, I need to go be the goel of Yisrael, I need to be Rabban Shal Yisrael. Where they meet for the first time, where does that Moshe Rabbeinu have this first nevuah?
Bush.
At the bush, right? The bush is burning, the sneh, exactly, and it's on fire, and he approaches, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him, and after all, then yes, no, I don't want to do it. The first midah that made it happen, the Torah tells us, he was sar liros. He sees a sneh on fire, but it's not getting burnt up, and the Torah stresses, and he turned to the side to see what's going on there. Madula Ivarasne. What's going on? He was curious. He wanted more. We can only imagine if he wouldn't have been curious. If he just walked on, we don't know how things would have played out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have worked it out some other way with or that Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's definitely very significant. The Torah subtly but importantly stresses that the first midah, the first move that Moshe makes that directly leads to him becoming who he was. There were a lot of pieces before him. But the first move that directly pushes it forward is he was curious. What is that? What could that be? Let me explore. Let me step forward. He wasn't just moving along. He wanted to grow. There's an opportunity. What is it? Let me look into it. He didn't just want the same. He wanted more. And he wanted more. He saw something that looked halik. An ace or something. There's opportunities there. And he dug in, and the rest is literally history. And then he has a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the rest of Chumash unfolds from there. And that's so important. So important to be people who are curious, people who are seeking more, and looking for opportunities. Not just waiting for opportunities to fall into our laps, but looking for opportunities and planning. And that's something that's critical throughout our lives. Now, the Rambam tells us in the Halachas of Talmud Torah, he says, Talmud Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mirz Shem gives us many decades on this planet, and that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects each of us to be growing in our learning, to be growing in our understanding of Him for many, many decades. Talmud Torah is not only a mitzvah when I'm 18 or 19 or 20, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah for a lifetime. And not just to like check in, check out, you know, I did something today, that's great. But to be ambitious. To be ambitious when you're 18, to be ambitious when you're 20, to be ambitious when you're 25, to be ambitious when you're 55. To want to be, to know more Torah, to appreciate more Torah, to be more of a Talmud Chacham, more of a Ben Torah, not only more to know more when I'm 19 than when I'm 17, but also to know more when I'm 25 than when I'm 19, and to know more when I'm 55 than when I'm 35. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah Shem gives each and every one of us many healthy decades on this planet. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of tapping each of us on the shoulder and saying, I want you to be growing dynamically for many, many years and decades. To continue to be ambitious, to continue to dream, to continue to figure out what's the next step. To keep looking for the next snap. What is that? Where's that opportunity? To be alive, to be fully alive, and to be dreaming. And it's very important, this is true now, and it was true last year, and it will be true in 10 years from now. They want to balance savoring, enjoying where I'm at right now, savoring the opportunities of right now, and at the same time looking ahead, Sar Leros, where's the next opportunity? Where's the next opportunity to grow? Sar Leros. Tap into your innermost Rabbeinu, seek out the next opportunity.